Now I'm talking to Eddie Dowling at the launch of the Listowel redevelopment scheme here in Listowel tonight. The great Eddie Dowling, who's one of the legendary figures in Kerry football. Eddie, first of all, you're very welcome to Terrace Talk.
Thanks. We see.
Now, Eddie, bring us back. Where did you start your football and where were you born and how many were in the family?
I was born in a place called Gunsborough. My father was Sonny Dowling and my mother was Cicely from Gahard. I went to Collar School. Old Master Dillon wasn't interested in football. We were in Luke. He retired and he was replaced by his son, Vincent, who was came down from Dublin and he was connected with the good team in Dublin anyhow, Vincent's. As a matter of fact, he played the juniors, the Vincent's junior team. But he replaced his father anyhow, and when he arrived, he bought us a football, a new football, and started the team in Collard. And that was the start of our football.
How many were in your own family? How many brothers and sisters had you had?
My family, there was four brothers. And the black, the old fella, Dennis was his, better known as the black. Yeah. I was next, Eddie, Danny and Casey. As we drew down the four brothers, we won four medals in one day in the North Kerry League, because there was four of us playing. We won the North Kerry Championship.
Who did you play within in the North Kerry Championship?
At that time, to tell the truth, I played with my van before I played with Ballydunnell.
And of course, you won a lot of North Kerry Championships and you were captain. Talk to us about your years playing in the North Kerry Championship, Eddie.
I started off playing with my van, as I told you. But the first match, North Kerry League match I played, was with Ballydunnell Juniors. We won the juniors, but we considered ourselves not strong enough to put up a senior team. So the black and myself played with my van. Mick Finucane played with Talbot. Uncle Scrimmins played with Bally. So we were divided.
How many North Kerry Championship medals did you win yourself?
I won 5 seniors, 1 junior and 2 tournaments.
Who were the great players playing in North Kerry that time with you, Eddie?
Oh, I played with Conn Brushton. He was a great man. Oh, because he won 5 or 6 All-Irelands. I don't know how many, but...
What kind of a player was he? What kind of a player was he?
He was a midfield man. With Robbie Stack in the early times. I won 5 or 6 All-Irelands. But then he kept playing until he was about 40 years. If we give him the ball, he'd drive it through the needle. But in the finish-up, he was a bit heavy. You should pass him the ball and he'd score.
And who else played with you around that time or played against you?
You had Eddie Welch and Johnny Welch and all the crew around there. Clocked out a crew came in and we started the Rangers team. And we won in 45 then. We won the county championship and Ballydunnell. Then we came back to Ballydunnell again then. Yeah. Started our team. Yeah. And in 45 we won. That was my first one in 45.
And
the North Kerry League and the county championship in the 1 year. And that was your crowd, the Legion. It took us 3 Sundays to beat the Deeks, Deek Fitzgeralds, and then comes the Legion, then it took us 2 more. 5 Sundays, one after another. And that took some doing.
There was great men up against you on that Legion team, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, the finest men, and I have great respect for every one of them. The Lions were the finest footballers I ever knew. Jackie and the Coopers. Well, the Coopers then were Dick Fitzgeralds. But they were all Killarney. They were mighty footballers.
Then you played Kerry Minor then. What year was that, Eddie? And who did you play with? And how did you do when you got on the Kerry Minors?
I didn't do too well at all. It was Billy O'Malley. And I didn't even know my name. Sambo Rook was the boss that time. And he says, I told him, what's your name, Eddie Dowling, sir? And who's man are you? Oh, see, they didn't know who's man. I couldn't tell him I was Johnny Welch's man because I was playing with Conn Brushton. You see, yeah. Johnny Welch was nearer to me. He was in Ballylongford. I didn't know who's my name, says the Zilton, says I'm Ballydunnell. And what do you play? Any pair bad the goals, I told him. Centre forward.
Against Cork?
Yeah, first round. And Cork were good. The ball was thrown in, I happened to get it, and took a smacker at it. And the little goalie fumbled it, and in goes a goal. A lucky goal, of course. But after about 10 minutes, and I got the feel of the bloody thing, and I cut one. And I kept it and stuck it right one. Right goal. Two goals. Everything was fine. The ball went off to the other end of the field and it came back no more. At half time, it was 9 points to my two goals. 3 points down. And he comes again. Daly, he was calling me. Hey, Daly. Hey, young Daly. You said you could play any for the goals. Could you play midfield? Oh, that's what I'm playing always, sir. I'm always playing midfield for Ballydunahone, for the local team at home, with the minors. Well, out you go, and I was seeing what the Seafield will do. Out I went. After a bit, I wore down the two big fellas. Yeah. And eventually, we won the match by 5 points.
And you went on then to the All-Ireland semi-final. What happened there?
That was a tough one, and really, that was the great Roscommon team. Carlos was playing with Roscommon, and he was a sub for Connacht. And he was still a minor. But he was a mighty big minor.
Yeah. They beat you?
Only barely.
And then, Eddie, you went on and you got on the Kerry Seniors. When was your first senior game and how did you do that year?
The Seniors. Yeah. That was the day. And we were playing Clare. Yeah. The first round as well.
What year was this?
44, this was now. 41 was the minor and 44, this was. You understand? And I was happy enough. Wing, the half-back, the half-forward line. Right half-forward. And you know who was playing inside me? In the corner. You would never guess. The man that always played cornerback. Yeah. But he was young at that time, like myself. A bit older than me, of course. Paddy Ball. That's the first day I got to know Paddy Ball. Yeah. And between the two of us. Yeah.
Well, and he was playing corner-forward that
corner day. Corner-forward. Well, the score was 6 goals and 12 points to 1 goal and 2 or 3 points.
And how did you get on?
I scored 2 goals and Paddy Ball scored 1. And I used to run out to the middle of the field and run it down and pass it to Paddy Ball. And Paddy, you were the greatest little daddy I ever knew. Aru Johnny Welch's man, Aru, can you in the same story as Sam Barrook said? Who's man am I? What do you know? Says I. I'm from Narkerry and you.
Did you become good friends with Ball?
That was the start to it. And forever after, yeah. Better we got. Because we come into the dressing room and stuck on the clothes and the slag bags and I pulled out a woodbine. Oh, he got to see you smoked the same brand as myself. Give me one of those, Eddie. Yeah. That was a woodbine. Yeah. So, and down the town we went and drank a few pints and I opened my bicycle and melted off.
Was he a good man with yourself to drink a few pints?
We lived in it.
Would you have a few pints before again?
No, we didn't give in to that at all.
Because you hear a lot of fellas saying the legend, oh, Kerry drinking before games, but I don't know, is that right?
No, I wouldn't prove it anyhow.
Anyway, to get on to the rest of that year then, what happened, where did you go after that, Ed?
We didn't win the All-Ireland in Roscommon. The minor crowd that I was talking about, the same bunch, yeah. That crowd beat us.
Now, come on then to the following year, what happened?
Well, now I think about the following year, that's 44, 45. That was a good year for Kerry. Yeah. And made a lot of money. Yeah. See, we had several games.
Yeah. He didn't get out of Munster.
We didn't get out of Munster at all.
Then we came to a very eventful year in 46. Your career. 46, yeah. Eddie. And you bring us up along and what happened, Joe?
Well, I started off very good, anyhow. We won the county championship and I've been the only one for the Shannon Rangers. I was captain of the Kerry team, which I think I didn't like to be at all. It's only me an ordinary fella. That didn't put any pressure on me. We done all right.
Of course, you did well anyway until you got into the All-Ireland final and you met Roscommon. And then you were captain, of course, of the Kerry team. Mm-hmm. But before the Roscommon game, as the fella said, tragedy struck. What happened, did he?
Yeah, we were playing Antrim. And Antrim wouldn't kick the ball out to the middle of the field at all. They'd pass it out. They got position, they kept it. Yeah. They gave us a rough time of it, but we pulled through. But I was dropped anyhow.
Were you not playing well at the time?
I was playing well if they kicked out the ball. It was the kind of way they were playing it. I couldn't make Hogner dog of it.
So that was a draw then against Roscommon, and then for the replay, you were going to be playing, weren't you? So something happened. Did you get an injury then for the replay, Eddie, in the 46 final against Roscommon? What year did you break your leg?
Yeah, that was it, you see. We came back then preparing for the replay. And we had a trial game over Sunday. I was back to myself in a real good game. I was playing with the B team, playing the A team. And I said to a man from Tralee, if we will kick the ball, they would leave. And he was playing midfield for Stranraer. I forget his name now. Jack something anyhow. Yeah. I forget his name and it makes no difference. But anyhow, we were playing against Gus Crimmins and Paddy Kennedy.
Was Kennedy a great player, Eddie?
We beat him by 5 points. And we beat him at midfield too. Yeah. You understand? And I happened by chance to bang into Gus and knocked him out. And he didn't mean it at all, but I was just going for the ball and he just... Yeah. But it was a hard game. Yeah. And we were... That was a Sunday. And the team was picked for the final Sunday night. And Paddy Kennedy myself were picked midfield. And the following Tuesday night, we were tipping the ball backs and forwards.
Where was this, in Tralee or Killarney?
No. Nat was in Killarney. Dr. Eamon was in charge. Yeah. And I was picking up a ball, and Teddy came on, to miss him, and he hit me there over the ankle with his shin, kicking the ball out of my hand.
Who was he?
Teddy Connor. Blast. So I tell you, that hurt. Oh, sure, I was only drawing the ball. That's all silly. And he said, if I may stop, and I jumped up for the next ball, I brought up the ball and went right out through the skin. Yeah. Over the ankle. And if I may stop that him, and that finished it.
So they won the All-Ireland in 46 and you didn't get a medal, unfortunately.
Okay, then. That's it. I was out of it.
Was it a very bad break, Eddie? How long did it take you to recover?
It didn't keep me from going to Dublin. They plastered it up when I built it after the match. I got a bicycle then to drive around Dublin. Yeah. Get me around. Into Barry's hotel after. That's where we used to stay, Barry's. And Rory O'Connor made a statement after. And he said, I want a statement to make that I hope he'll see your way to give Eddie Dowling first sub-medal. Because only for him breaking his leg last Tuesday night to the cup he'd be taking home and that along with the medal. And everyone agreed. There and then to give me an All-Ireland medal, and I never got it.
Why didn't you get it, Eddie?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind money for that promising it to me.
Did anyone from the county board come to you and explain it?
No, never said one word. Never heard the word about it. What Samuel used to say to me always, I must get that medal for you. Eddie, I must get that medal for you. It's taken a hell of a long time, I used to say, that's all. Yeah, but it never worried me any.
Then, of course, the following year you landed in America for that famous Polo Grounds final, and once again, injury struck. Eddie, talk to us about that day.
Up for the ball and came down top of my head. I was all but banished. I knew I was falling, but you see, I forgot where I was. Yeah. If it was a bowman clock back, I see, my head hit the ground, Ed, but it was like the road. The ground, but there was no grass in it. Yeah. The back of the side of the head, all the side of the head cut down there. Yeah. Concussion. Straight away for hospital. Spend a week in the hospital.
What was hospital like in America?
They had my aunt, a nurse out there, Dolly Dowling was her name. And she was in St. Mary's in Brooklyn. And I was built anywhere with the boys. And the bus. I'm coming down to the hotel and getting ready a few players and going off for the fling out to some hotel. I didn't know where they were going. Yeah. I was just going on the bus. Come back, Eddie. She said, well, look at me, you're not going into that bus. She said, come with me. Yeah. She had the taxi. Brought me down, picked up my stuff and an ambulance out to the Brooklyn. Funny for that, if I went to this hotel and started drinking, I'd never again see Ireland.
You wouldn't. It was a terrible bad fall, Lady, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Concussion. But thanks, Betty, got no effects after. I was out for the week and I had to take it easy after coming home for a bit. I was getting all dizzy spits and that, you know, but it wore off.
Did the team come home before you? Did you come home on your own? How did you get home then?
Eddie Welch and there was a few us left. Eddie Welch stayed there for about a week after as well. And KSC, I remember. There was about 5 of us. We came home then, it was in the bloody boat, and it was a way nicer. We landed in Cove, and we stayed in Leighton Cove as well. They came on before us, I don't know, who were they?
Eddie, your great friend Denis Lyne, shortly before he died, Latimer him, said to me about the Polo Grounds that if Dr. Eamon O'Sullivan had been training the team and been in charge of the team, that he'd have won that All-Ireland. What's your view on that?
I think he'd be right there. I like Dr. Eamon because he was very strict, all right, and Christ, and a good trainer. Because he kept on, everyone liked him and everyone done what he says, and he was... You know, you wouldn't fool around or half doing things you would have to do them right and not to do them at all. Along with that, then you see if there was anything wrong with you, he'd be a doctor, he'd tell you. You see if there was, if he wanted a blood tannic, if he wanted any of that kind of stuff. Whereas an elderly trainer wouldn't know anything about that.
after 47 then, did you keep playing scene at 48 and 49? What happened?
I kind of gave it up then for a bit, but I kept going after, sure. Yeah. And then come back and finish up with the juniors.
When did you play your last senior game with Kerry, didn't you?
And it'll be a few years after now, 47, 48. I kept tipping in half and on, you know, but nothing important.
Then in 1954, you made a comeback and you got that elusive All-Ireland medal, even though it was a junior. Talk to me about that year. How did you come about to be playing junior?
Johnny Welch. I'm with Blue and Bally. Look at the match one day. You know, so see, all juniors are all teams, you see. That do with a full forward. And last year, so sure, I never played full forward. But far as I done, Kinmare, oh, I go with you, so they did Kinmare. I was never in Kinmare out of all the places. Is that next one down Kinmare? But you might play. Well, the crap, so they should write enough for my old stuff, so they didn't play a match for 2 years.
What age were you then?
In Kinmare was the Munster final, and playing the All-Ireland, the semi final, and then came on. We had to play Dublin, and we had to play Donegal. Yeah. And we had to play London in Tralee. And that day, I was 2 months short of 32 years. The day we played in Tralee.
And you won the All-Ireland?
You could say I was 32 years old. And hadn't kicked the ball for 2 years before the match in Kinmare. But then I done a bit of training for the match against Dublin. We played Dublin in Killarney and we played Donegal. And I done a bit of training for that. But I had not been to training at all for the Munster final against Cork. You understand? When you say I was only put in the second half hour. And what did I do after going in? Committed to a fold. I was I'm had to get a kick it up, coming along the ground. Didn't put my boot to it anyhow, but made a driver and cut it. And I says, a bit of bad language. Yeah. And the ref says, you're only after landing, so see you don't mind your tongue, we'll go it again.
Yeah. But Eddie, we mustn't forget that you also played with Munster and won the Railway Cup. Talk to me about that part of your life.
That was a good old game. The Munster part of it was won above one Ballinasloe. Connacht had a good team, and I knew all those fellas. I can't forget their names now, but Mayo, the Flying Doctor, Cartney. I couldn't beat Cartney. I played against him several times, but if he was playing with Mayo, they all played the ball to him. But he was a woman, Ballinasloe, and he was out in his arm. You see, they were from the other counties, and they weren't passing the ball to him. He had man for man, and I beat him midfield, and we won the match by 4 points. That's how we won the Railway Cup. Leinster, we were playing then.
Who were your colleagues in that Munster team? And who was on from Kerry, Eddie?
Mick was playing on the halfback line in Ballinasloe. But then he was dropped for the match against. After, but he came back again instead of Teddy because Teddy got knocked out and he was there for the final again. Mick Finucan. That's the way that went.
Eddie, tell me this now. You finished in after the junior final, I presume, your football career finished.
Mm-hmm. I packed it in then.
Have you a lot of regrets now looking back at that All-Ireland medal between 46 and 47? I suppose you would be considered one of the most unluckiest of all Kerry footballers.
Unlucky, but then it didn't worry me that at all.
Yeah.
You see, and the other fellow would say, after 46, did you play an hour? Yeah. But didn't they hold on? Didn't they win the junior and didn't they win a Railway Cup and had several more old games?
Who were the best players you met up with, Eddie? You played against?
Oh, I have a list of them. Bianjo O'Reilly, Sean Porcelamayo.
What about the Kerry players that you played with? Who were Paddy Kennedy and all those great men? How good were they, Eddie?
Oh, dear, Paddy Kenny was a great footballer. Class footballer too, you know. Mighty footballer.
What do you think of the football today?
Still good. Right fast. Very good. That should be good because they're like the soccer they're playing, they're training. It's a full-time job, Lee. Sunday and Monday and the whole lot, they're keeping going the whole team.
Well, this is 2002 now. How do you think Kerry will do this year? How do you think they're shaping up, Eddie?
They'll get that this year. Because I'll tell you why. They won't get swelt-headed, or they won't get overrated. They won't be overrated, or they won't be swelt-headed. And they'll go all the way. And time will tell it.
There's a lot of talk now about players getting paid to play football. Would you be for that?
No. That's the current going soccer way in.
Yeah.
I was interviewed one time, and I said, I have nothing against soccer. I'd let the young fellows entitled to do whatever he likes, but don't make it a priority. Keep football on top.
They're talking about opening up Croke Park and letting other sports be played inside there, are you?
Don't agree with that, Heather.
You're kept busy now those days, are you? What do you do with yourself?
I'm sitting a bit of a gardening.
What have you in the garden?
Potatoes, rhubarb, onions and turnips.
You call to see John B?
Fairly often.
Well, Eddie, you're busy because you're going after another meeting now, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't want to talk about that?
Well, I hope my man will get there.
Yeah. Well, Eddie, listen to us, as always, it's lovely talking to you. And you're a legend in Kerry football. Even though, as you say yourself, you didn't win that All-Ireland medal, but you're a happy man, and that's what it's all about.
Didn't worry me one bit.
Eddie Dowling, thanks for the memories.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Richie. Well,